All right, welcome to the Extra Inning Softball Podcast. My name is Carlos Arias, and I'm joined by Brent Eads. Brent, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Excited to talk to the family. We got a family on tonight. It's going to be great.
Yeah, we got a very interesting young woman. Her name is Jen Saleo, and her parents are on with us, too. Give me your names and parents.
Yeah, it's Joe and my wife, Cheryl.
Joe and Cheryl Saleo. And you guys are just outside of Atlanta, right?
Yeah, about 40 miles north.
All right, cool. And all right, well, why don't we get started? Jen had an amazing year to top off her high school career. As you know, Georgia plays in the fall. And Jen was named the Georgia 6A State Player of the Year, playing for Tukula High. And Jen, why don't we start off with you just talking about what a great season you guys had and, you know, how far Tukula High School has come in softball.
It was an amazing year. I enjoyed every bit of it. My senior year was something special. We came with a new head coach, and it was really exciting getting to play with, like, my family one last time. And to go as far as we did was pretty amazing.
You know, looking on Twitter, it looks like you guys are just a really tight-knit group, and, you know, you guys made a great run. But I think you took third in state, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And talk about, you know, that team and you know, what it was like to be a part of that program throughout your high school career.
Tukula is something special. It's still a family, no matter where we go. Like, even out of season right now, we're still all together all the time. And just getting together as a family and going that far is amazing. And just having that social bond and the chemistry that all the seniors had made it something special.
And, I mean, for you, to on top of, you know, a great season, to be named the Georgia State Player of the Year in the 6A division, I mean, what did that mean to you to finish off like that?
It was amazing. Like, I could not have pictured a better way to go out of my senior year and to leave a mark at Tukula.
And you, in November, talk about signing with Georgia Tech. That had to be like just a huge dream come true to, you know, put your name on the dotted line for a big time program.
It was amazing. So when I first committed, I was unreal. Like, I actually committed, and then to actually sign, though, it was a dream come true to say that I signed to play softball at such a great softball program and such a great school.
And you still got some more softball to play with the Atlanta Vipers, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that team. How do you think your chances are going to be this coming season?
This coming season, I'm very excited to see all the potential we have. We have a lot of talent, and I think we can go pretty far. And the chemistry is there. As long as we just play together and have fun, I think we'll do pretty good.
Awesome. Rick, do you have any questions for Jen?
Yeah, you have to be excited. I think your dad said you're 40 miles away from Atlanta, so you're very close to being around family and friends, correct?
Yes, sir.
Mom and Dad, what's it like to not only have your daughter go to a great ACC school, but also to have a chance to watch her play just right down the road?
Yeah, we're excited to have her 40 minutes down the road. She committed to Georgia Tech about 2.5 years ago, so it's been a long process, and to finally have her sign in November, you know, it was a dream come true for me and my wife.
And Jen,
Mom, what's it?
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
If I can jump in, Carlos. Cheryl, is it going to be nice being able to have your daughter so close? She can run home and throw her laundry in the washing machine and just spend weekends with you if you want. That's got to be a parent's dream come true, too.
Oh, definitely. We spend so much time on the softball field with her. She's been doing this since she's been 3 years old. And if she had to go away, I don't know what we would do. It's going to be great. We can go during the week. We plan to travel to all the amazing schools and see them all and just have a blast. Just continue watching her play and watching doing what she loves to do.
That's awesome. It's going to be great to be so close to home for all of you. Jen, when we send out the Q&As that we do for the players, I was like blown away because in the one question you said, you know, as an infant, you were abandoned by your birth parents, and then you were adopted within a year. I mean, what an amazing, thing to happen. I mean, you know, can you talk about, what your knowledge of the story is, and then we can go to your parents too?
Yeah, it was amazing. So when I got adopted, I didn't realize because I was so young, like, what a great family I came into. But my parents have been my best friends, and my brother and sister have always been there for me. It's just been an amazing experience to grow up to where I am and all the possibilities I've come to and everything I've done compared to where I could have been. And it's because of them that for them adopting me.
And Brent, I know this is really near and dear to your heart too. I'm sure you'd like to jump in here.
Yeah, Joe and Cheryl and Jen, I'm adopted as well. I was adopted at birth, and I later found my birth parents. And the three reasons that motivated me were I wanted to find out, first of all, I had daughters at the time that were young, and I started to think about their health and if there was anything, in the background and history. And then I also thought about genealogy, and then there was the vanity. I wanted to know what my parents looked like when I was a kid old and if I had anybody famous in the family. What are your thoughts, or Jen, have you made any effort, or do you have any desire to find birth parents or to find anything about the background just for reasons I mentioned?
Any adopted kids thought about that, but honestly though, like, I'm so thankful for where I am. I don't want to, it'd be cool to figure out my past, but it'd be pretty hard, and I just want to enjoy where I am now and focus on the future and not so much as what happened when I was younger.
Mom and Dad, what are your thoughts?
Well, we adopted her when she was so young. We brought her home from China when she was a year old. Matter of fact, when we landed in L.A., going through immigration on the way back, the clock struck midnight, and she turned 1 year old just as we were going through L.A. immigration. So that was her first birthday, and it's just been an amazing ride ever since. She's always loved sports. She started playing ball. She was 3 years old, and we've been chasing her around the country ever since. So like you said, like we mentioned before, we're glad to have her close to home. She had opportunities to go elsewhere, and we're real glad Georgia Tech came into the picture. I'm real happy with the situation, having her so close home, such great school.
How did you get connected with her to adopt her? Was it through an agency that alerted you that there was this baby available in China?
We had wanted to adopt a child, and we decided to go through China because of the Chinese kids aren't given up because they're not wanted, because of the political, they're given up because they have to. But they do put high regards for their health. So you get healthier children when you go over there.
Like she mentioned, we had always wanted to have more kids, and we looked to adopt domestically, and we went through the whole process. It was an 18-month long process. My wife did an amazing job. And we ended up exploring China. They had an abundance of beautiful, healthy little girls over there because of the culture. The culture at the time over there, 18 years ago, you could only have one child per family. And most of that country is rural country, and you can only leave your farmland to your son. So families would have children, and they may have one or two daughters before they would have a son. So there's just an abundance of beautiful, healthy kids over there in China. And, it just worked out wonderfully for us.
That's a great story. It must make Christmas and the holidays even more special.
Yeah, I mean, Jen has an older brother in Washington, And my oldest daughter lives in Dallas. They'll both be home for the holidays. So we're looking forward to getting everybody all together.
Carlos, back to you.
Yeah, Jen, in your, you know, Q&A, you also talked about, you know, your love for country music and the South. And, I mean, just talk about growing up here and, you know, you're a Southern girl now.
Yeah, something like that. So I've always grown up in Georgia. And when I was younger, my friend introduced me to country music. And ever since, like, I've just loved listening to that type of music. And everyone always tells me, oh, you never look like you listen to country because it's just different. But I love it, and I love growing up in the South. Everything about it, the warm weather, to just cookouts, everything about it. Just the South is just where I like to call home.
And your parents were talking about how they've been chasing you around on softball field since you're 3 years old. What was it about softball that drew you to the sport that, you know, that you found so that you fell in love with?
So I played a lot of sports when I was younger, but softball is just, I don't know, it just clicked when I was younger, and I've just loved it. I've never gotten tired out, like I've never burned out or anything. I love getting to play with my friends from high school ball to travel ball, getting to travel the country with them, and just doing what I love. I never get tired of it, and I just enjoy every bit of it, even through the ups and downs.
And you're only 5'4", but you also play basketball, right? I hear you're pretty good.
Yeah, I play basketball too. Shortest one on the team, but that's just a number.
Yeah, but it's funny, though. You know how in basketball they exaggerate the size, so they got her listed in the program as 5'6".
Yeah. Yeah, that's like football rosters. Everybody's always 2'10", 6 foot. That's funny.
Absolutely.
And what position do you play in hoops?
I'm a shooting guard.
And how good is DeCoola? Are they going to be making a run at state, or how are you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty excited for this season. We're 9-1 so far, and we're going up to Tennessee for a tournament. But I'm really excited for this team. Ranked 30 in the state, and I'm ready to just see where we can go. Just go out last season of high school, enjoy the sport, and just enjoy playing basketball one last time before I have to put up the shoes for a while.
Right on. Brent, you have some questions?
Yeah, I always love multi-sport athletes. I think basketball and softball are great complements. How do you think each sport helps the other?
Well, basketball definitely helps with the conditioning, of course, but it also helps with the agility too, because you have to have quick feet on the field and on the court. So just betters both sides. And then softball, I mean, it just helps you all around because it makes you a better person. And also on the field, hand-eye coordination. And just both just complement really, really well, and they're back-to-back. So basketball will get me ready and conditioned for Georgia Tech.
And Joe and Cheryl,
Georgia Tech.
Were you guys both into sports? Or, you know, where did this love of sports come? Were you guys always playing everything with your kids before she came along, or how'd that work?
You know, it's funny because my older daughter, she dabbled in soccer for a little bit and then ended up being a cheerleader. And my son was never into sports. He dabbled in soccer a little bit. I had always played sports growing up, whatever the season was. Cheryl and I are both from Buffalo, New York, hardcore sports town. So as a kid, I always played sports. So, you know, when Jen came along and we realized that she was so athletic at an early age. You know, we started her in baseball actually when she was 3 years old. And my thought was to keep her in baseball. I had never really paid attention to softball, never watched softball. And my wife suggested softball, and I said, no way, we got to keep her in baseball. This kid is too good. And we saw the talent level, you know, even at 6 years old with some of these girls, the way they can play the game, I was just blown away at the game of softball. And it's been softball ever since.
That's awesome. And Brent, do you have something too?
Yeah. With Georgia Tech, Jen, have they talked to you about a position or positions they want you to come in and play? And are you going to try to do, you know, a multiple utility type situation, or are you going to just focus on one spot?
So they talked about staying the infield and mainly the middle infield because that's what Morales saw as. And but honestly, wherever they need me, and obviously wherever they need me, I'll go wherever because I'll just help whatever I can do to help the team.
And talking to mom and dad, what is it? It's funny, Joe. You're talking about you haven't wasn't in the softball. I was like that also. I had a daughter that played soccer, and all of a sudden she got in the softball and. I saw that these are good athletes. And then all of a sudden I'm going around the country. What's it been like for you as parents to have her play on a high profile team like Atlanta Vipers? And then here you're going probably in Texas and Midwest and California, probably a lot of time and energy and money put into the sport, but well worth it, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. We probably paid for Georgia Tech 10 times over, but it's been, you can't get those memories back. It's been an amazing run. We were all over California, Colorado, and the IDT, the JO Cup. This year actually headed out to the JO Cup in Seattle, but I think at the last moment the JO Cup moved over to South Carolina, so it's a little bit closer for us. We don't have any too many big trips this year. Most of the girls, if not, I think maybe all but two of them are already committed to college. So we're going to stay pretty close to home. Nothing. I don't think we have any plane rides this year, just getting ready for college. And it's been an amazing ride. We're honored to be on the Atlanta Vipers and to have Jin have such an amazing career at Tequila High School. We couldn't have asked for anything better.
Outstanding. Any plans for the holidays, or are you just sticking around home?
We're just staying in. We have got the other two coming in, and we're just going to do family, be with each other, spend time, and just enjoy it, just enjoy being together.
Then right after the holidays, she's heading out to Tennessee to play basketball for four days at a tournament. So she doesn't get a lot of time off, and as soon as basketball season's over, she rolls right into travel ball with the Atlanta Vipers, and that rolls pretty much into getting ready to go to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, for those not familiar with the teams that play high school in the fall, you know, we have Georgia, obviously, Oklahoma, and some others. In the spring, you're not doing high school ball, so what do you do? Is it you do a lot of work with the Vipers? Do you play locally? Do you do tournaments and friendlies? How does it work for those who play high school in the fall?
For in the spring, we just start getting ready. Like in the winter, like January, February, we start preparing ourselves, getting together with the team again, hitting, conditioning. And then right around March and April, we start playing again, and it just takes off. So we go into it slowly, but it's good to get a feel for what it's like again for the summer at the high level and just start playing again with this team.
Hey, so I got a question. So being that your parents are from Buffalo, you're a Southern girl. Who's your favorite team, the Falcons or the Bills?
Well, Falcons didn't do too great, but the Bills are pretty good. I love Josh Allen, but Falcons, I mean, not the best season. But it was fun to watch them beat the 49ers.
There you go. And the other thing I had, too, was what are you hoping to major in? What are your interests that you're going to be following, you know, your passions that you're going to be trying to accomplish at Georgia Tech?
So I've always loved, like, when I was younger, I used to love Legos, and then I used to love just figuring out how things work together. So I figured Georgia Tech, perfect engineering school, one of the top schools. And then I've also liked the medical field. So I figured I'd go into biomedical engineering and go through, like, prosthetics and help those who need it. But just enjoy that.
You're going to have a light class load, it sounds like. That's pretty awesome.
And it's amazing, you know, what you want to do here as a senior. I mean, most of us, it takes us halfway through our college careers to even figure out what we want to do in life. So kudos to you and your family.
Thank you.
Well, hey, Saleo family, we really appreciate you joining us today and telling your story and just – we really appreciate you guys and wish you luck in the
coming. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Enjoy your holiday.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. Merry holiday. Christmas. Thank you.
That's it for us, Brent.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, she sounds awesome. Her parents are great. And yeah, what a story. Amazing.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Maggie Gallagher story. You know, she went signed with Washington. Very similar, where her parents went to China, and she had been adopted because she was left on the doorstep of the police station. And so Maggie was an outstanding player in Washington a couple of years ago at the high school level, and then signed with the University of Washington initially. So, yeah, I love these stories and love the families that are willing to adopt and take a child. And obviously they couldn't be more proud of what their daughter is doing. And so it's kudos all the way around.
And then for Jen to just thrive and become such a great student athlete and, you know, multiple sports and, you know, such great plans. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. That'll do it for us today. And you can go to Extra Inning Softball to find all your stories and features and rankings and everything. So that's it for us. Talk to you next time.
Have a great one. We'll see you.